Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Cloven Sunfish, Brandon Hamilton, Marco Montero, Logan Richman, Wes Adams, Gabrielle Laplace, Fiona Howard, Alison Green, Erin Rosa, Christopher Sievers. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 97 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Grizzoptric Act Amsterdam.
Hamid Salahurunal Tahan.
Sasha Rackett, who's asking.
And Azu.
And as far as I'm aware, the only really bad thing that's happening is Hazel's finding it quite hard to talk about the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Cell poison.
skipping past vast tracks of things at this point, we did a recap. Long story short, you are all now in the sort of entering the merit.
That was ages ago, though. That would have been like 12 episodes with the recap.
Yeah, but I'm not going
to. That's
going
to be like 3 months in real time.
I'm not going 2 seasons back. It's madness.
I think we should.
No more recaps. People have a jumping on point. You are currently all in the Tahan Major Bank in Cairo, and you were all set to head into the meritocratic vaults to pick up a certain magical item.
And there was a hole in the wall.
Well, yeah.
No, because first we got taken into a side room because we told them something we weren't supposed to tell them.
You keep saying we.
Yep.
I feel like there was a group responsibility.
Absolutely not.
I think that I did the right
as
thing.
As you absolutely did the right thing.
Sure.
I stand by that decision.
Absolutely. It was very sensible. Much better than being murdered for lying to people who said they would murder us if we lied to them.
There's a difference between lying and simply not telling someone.
At this point, your lies are false. Your lies are
moving on. Moving on.
A bit wobbly.
Moving on. I refuse.
Says the man constantly threatening to shoot off everyone's knees.
Misery over. Misery over. So, as far as we are aware, you were all in a waiting room, discovered a parallel dungeon where someone was running through. Azu and Sasha ran off. Mm-hmm. Sasha, excellently. Azu, terribly. Azu has been returned to the perfectly safe waiting room. And
by Grizzop.
By Grizzop, yes. Which is,
not
frankly, a sight I would love to have seen.
No.
Come on,
I got Azu to walk again. And she walked herself back.
Yes,
to the...
Yes.
I wasn't carrying her.
The model supported me. Yeah.
We already established your breastplate's like a third of your body weight anyway.
Very much so.
But yes, Sasha managed to... long story short, find Howard Carter at the bottom of a spike pit being just the worst.
Sorry, I've just checked. It's 2/3 of my body weight. I am 36 pounds. My breastplate is 25 pounds.
Wow.
You're the worst.
I feel like we should have paid some attention to encumbrance rules at some point.
I am a very, very sinewy goblin.
He's still...
Oh, no, no, actually, also, my strength is 10.
He's still within encumbrance.
Remember, simulationist games make no sense.
Get off the podium. We've got a game to play.
Game that makes no sense.
So,
you're at Paizo.
Sasha's still with Howard at the spiked pit.
You were at the top of a spiked pit looking down at him.
Wasn't he trying to bribe you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
He offered you 75,000 gold to just...
Well, that's a lot.
To just... Yeah, I mean, help him carry on with the thing.
The problem when you do that with thieves is they just murder you and take your stuff.
Yeah, but... Yeah, they do.
We're going to pick up where we left off. So, Sasha, you're at the top of a pit looking down at Howard Carter. I mean, yep. I'm just throwing it out there, you know.
Practically speaking, no.
I mean...
Where is it?
Okay, I can go as far as, like, 50-50, okay? But I can't go higher than that.
Well, I don't think you're in much of a place to negotiate, mate.
I mean... He kind of looks around at himself.
Where is it? What are you offering me? Us. People. Me.
I'm just saying that if you help pull me... I mean, look, if you can just get me off this spike, that's really the only thing that's keeping me down here right now. I mean, I can just hook you up.
Sasha remembers that there is a dragon that she needs to get hold of a bit of equipment that is going to keep her alive. This is fine. Right, you know what? I think we should take you to face justice.
Or...
Yeah.
I sort myself out and I don't drag you into this. You know what? Like, I get it, you know.
You're doing really well at that, mate.
Yep, I am.
Look, mate, I'm going to go get my colleagues and then you're going to give us all a lot of money and then you'll probably also go in prison. But you'll be alive, so that's great, right?
Or 2 out of 3. Like, all of it's good.
You don't want to be alive?
Okay, 1 out of 3.
Which, you'll give me money?
But then die and go to prison.
Cut to Grizzop, Hamid, and Azu in the boardroom. You're all there.
Azu is gesturing frantically and clearly wants to run off.
What?
Again.
No! We know what happened last time you did that! Yeah, you can't even speak right now! You need to just sit down and get better!
Help! Azu!
No, I think Azu's fine.
Sasha will be okay.
Azu reaches down to Hamid and doesn't quite shake him, but sort of she's like, need to, with the dark.
You think you're reaching down, but you're actually horizontal.
Okay,
waving your arms out in front of you.
Turns out she's just on her back talking, looking up at everyone.
Actually, because you're such a big person, are you like as thick as Hamid is high?
No.
No, but her leg is as thick as Hamid's shoulders.
Okay. What?
Well, if you think about it, like, you're only, like, up to here. You're basically, if Azu's sturdy in the legs, you're kind of about one Azu's leg length. Right.
But think about how, like, a wrestler's thigh would be as wide as, like, a small child's torso.
Yeah. No, yeah. I see your point.
Yes, I have built Azu to be as like me as possible, and I do have man-killing thighs, so...
Covered in spikes.
So, yeah, out of the four of us, the one that could cosplay as their character most convincingly is definitely you.
Well, it's because you're really tall. You'd do well.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd handle the quietness very well.
Anyway, you probably need to try and calm. Like, Azu is starting to drag herself over.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Look, you are in no position, okay? You can hardly walk. Okay? All that will happen is you'll get in a worse position, okay? Look, if you really... Look, shall I go check? Will that make you feel better?
Nodding silently on a podcast doesn't work.
Azu makes a motion with her head that looks like nodding.
So it's more like a wobble, but an affirmative wobble.
Yeah, she
goes full bobble head.
Okay, all right, fine. Hamid, are you all right? Hold down the fort.
Yeah, be fine.
Okay, right.
I'll go through the illusion.
So you find yourself in a dark tunnel. Takes a moment for your lights to adjust to the dark vision instead of normal.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's a bit of light coming through the illusion behind you.
Sure.
To your left is tunnel disappearing off into distance. To your right is tunnel disappearing off to darkness.
Can they hear me talking?
Well, also, which way which way did Azu go down?
The right.
I go down that way.
Oh, yeah. I figured as much, but I
not taking a check. It's real easy.
Yeah, that's fine. So you head down there and... Give me a perception check, please.
Yep. That is a... that's 14.
14?
That's not correct. 16.
16?
Literally 7 plus 9. Oh!
So you head down that corridor successfully, from my perspective, unfortunately, hearing Sasha at the end of the corridor.
Look, just because we're not miserable right now doesn't mean you have to resent us.
I'm jonesing, okay? Ben! I'm jonesing!
It's been like 5 minutes!
I know!
I'm quite miserable.
Yeah.
Okay, does that make you feel better? Is that the methadone?
It'll see me through. It'll see me through. But, yeah, heading down the corridor, you also successfully spot immediately what Azu stepped on to trigger a trap and a couple of other triggers in the same space.
Sure.
Till eventually, yeah, you head around a kink in the corridor and find yourself beside Sasha looking down into a pit.
All right.
All right, this guy wants me to kill him get his money.
it's you.
Which I'm pretty okay with.
I mean, jury's out for me.
But, I mean, maybe...
And me. They're gone.
Shut up.
We should get him out, probably.
Yeah.
Is he surrounded by treasure?
So, he's at the bottom of this pit. There are no other skeletons and stuff in this pit, by the way. It's okay. Just him, and he's got a spike through his thigh.
Okay.
He doesn't seem to be bleeding out or anything.
He's been very cogent for someone that's but got it's, a spike it's through current, his
it's
thigh.
Currently through his thigh. He was carrying...
It only gets bad when you pull it out again.
He was carrying, it seems like, two big backpacks. One of them is just beside him, and the other one is seems to be torn open from the spike. And it's just full of, like, gold and jewels and stuff.
Oh, what you got there, mate?
Oh, it's a backpack. Mostly, it's just for looking at finds, really.
What you got in it?
They're very shiny.
Oh, this
finds.
One. He opens the one that is not torn open. Well, we've got pickaxe,
okay, look,
crowbar.
You are just... I'm actually amazed. I've never met anybody.
I get
so
that a lot.
Ridiculous.
I get that a lot.
Ignorant. Conniving.
I think he's
Weasley.
Talking to you.
No, I'm talking to you. What is wrong with you? Like, seriously, what is wrong with you?
Well, yeah, so I was trying to get him out, but he keeps insisting on complicating matters.
Honestly, I don't. If someone could just help lift me off this spike, I can even get myself out of the pit on my own, honestly.
Well,
you can't. We tried
I think,
that.
Actually, so he's behind a wall, and he's got himself into this situation, and he's a thief.
Archaeologist.
I think we just leave him here.
Thanatologist extraordinaire.
We have absolutely no reason to help him. He doesn't deserve it.
Master of translation.
He absolutely deserves to die in this situation.
Expert locksmith, but that's an aside.
That's quite a thing.
Look into his eyes. Think about what he's done.
He closes his eyes.
Look at what he's just done.
He just took
genuinely
some stuff. Let's just
it's not even
out.
Good stuff.
I mean, it looks quite shiny.
Oh, if you want the really good stuff, if you get me out, I can take
you.
So
here's
really the problem.
I don't need you to take me to the tomb.
But also, think about what he did do. He managed to get someone else killed, was trying to...
They got themselves killed. I was just here.
I rest my case.
I just...
Do what you want. I've no interest. You...
Pointing just... straight at Carter. Yep.
You deserve to die. You do not deserve to live.
What?
Wow.
Wait, mate. Like, that's quite... it's quite...
Hurtful.
Yeah.
Like a spike through my heart.
He'd know.
Yeah.
Like,
because there's a spike in my leg and no one helps.
He is completely like a drain, worthless. Okay.
Okay, mate. Well,
he closes his eyes and seems to be casting a spell.
I'm gonna help this guy up because he seems like just a
you
guy.
You hear the sound of a violin at the bottom of the pit.
You seem to have a logical...
At the bottom of a pit?
Idea of... Look, mate, this isn't helping that you're so annoying. Look, you've got your rules, and you obviously think some people deserve to live and some to die, and maybe I think it's a bit more squishy and grey than that, but I'm not going to...
Speaking of squishy and grey, my leg's really quite bad,
Then you get him up. I'll meet you back there, but time's a-wasting.
And I'll walk back again.
Right.
I only came here to check that you were all right. I don't give a darn about him.
Would you care if I was alive if you knew I'd nick stuff?
Well, you actually have redeeming qualities and are helpful and
bring
something
really
to society.
I'm really good at translating, okay? I've helped loads of people, you know? I looked after undergrads for a while. They were really grateful.
Look, Carter, guy in the pit, take your backpack off. Take anything heavy off, and we'll try one more time.
All right, okay, yep. He does so. He leaves everything, and he's just there, holding onto a rope and bracing himself to be in pain.
I've just walked off.
That's fine.
I'm going back.
Wow.
Give me the strength check.
16.
16?
Mm-hmm.
You brace, yank, you hear as he gets pulled off the spike, and he's like, ha, 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 no.
Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, does that pull him out of the pit?
No, you've just managed to pull him off a spike.
Oh, right, so he's still stuck down the pit.
You know what? I'm good. I got this.
Is there another way out of the pit?
Give me a second. He's reaching into the bag that had, like, the pick and stuff. He pulls out a potion and necks it.
Whoa. Thanks for that. Really appreciate it. Give me a sec.
He picks up a gold coin and sort of throws it up. Might take a while.
Does he have like a potion of fly or something to get
out? I tell you what, if you could just leave me like an address,
I can have everything sent to you. This is going to be really heavy. You're not going to want to carry it the whole way.
No, I'm going to take you to, I don't know, prison or something.
Okay, fair enough. Bear with me one second. I'm going to cut to Grizzop returning to the conference room with Hamid and Azu.
Is she okay? What's going on?
Yeah, she's fine. Howard Carter's down a spike pit.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Exactly. Sasha's kind of thinking about getting him up, but honestly, I don't think we need to care. What she wants to do, fine, but whatever.
How did he get out of prison? Should we return him to the authorities?
He's a horrible little weasel. And what happens to him, whatever happens to him, he deserves it, so...
Can I lay on hands on myself so that I can talk?
No.
Really?
Doesn't work like that.
I had to use a spell which got your attributes back. Like, your Leon Haz can heal hit points, but it can't heal attribute damage.
You could punch yourself in the face and then stop yourself from feeling like you've been punched in the face. But this one is... let's put it this way. It's not an accident that in a party with two paladins, you happen to have encountered something that can't be fixed with Leon Haz.
How long does it last?
Yeah.
You'll know when it's done.
Can you tell me the limits of my movement?
So you are physically capable of moving at normal speed and so on, but you are effectively, because your dexterity is still lower than normal, mechanically that plays out as you are more likely to fail reflex saves. If someone tries to hit you, you're easier to hit. You're just kind of clumsy and messy.
And
you don't need to worry about, like, you're now trapped in this room. But it is stuff like if you eat, you're
going
to
like
get food
very
all over yourself.
Like you're unsteady on your feet. You're malcoordinated, and you you could probably go to just slurring words rather than being completely.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
Helen's never given me a look. I don't like it. You used to be my favourite.
Bad things are going to happen.
Just wear him.
No,
down.
No. Bad things are going to happen to all of the people that your character cares about. That's not the same thing.
So how is that going to be different from what was going to happen?
Oh, no, I was going to make you... Helen's punishment was going to be that I was going to give her everything that she ever wanted and all of her backstory is going to be great so that you'll all punish her for me. That was the move.
I believe in my party members much more than that.
Again, you're rapidly falling out of grace. What's happening? What's happening in the conference room?
Az is going to try and, like, stagger to her feet.
Yeah. Yep.
We should get that man... So yeah, Azu sort of stumbles off.
Back towards Sasha again.
Yeah, well, okay, so in Azu's kit are manacles.
Ha!
So she's like, I'm gonna get this guy.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Oh no!
Oh dear.
It's great for mental maths.
20?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, if she's wandering down the corridor, Hammer's going to follow her because she's worried about her in her state as well.
I will take Azu's perception check as a... I'm disappointed. You see the trigger you set up last time. You're not falling for that one again. You managed to get through without poisoning yourself more. Yeah. And find yourself beside a Sasha. Meanwhile, Howard Carter at the bottom of the pit had necked another potion and has been putting coins back into the second backpack.
He doesn't seem particularly concerned about being stuck down a pit, but we sort of need to capture him and send him somewhere. I think he knows what went on in the robbery,
He did escape from prison. That's where we handed him to the authorities, and he's clearly gotten out.
They let me go.
We should...
Did they?
We should probably...
Why?
Well, you know what, with the sandstorm, they couldn't get a jury together. The case just fell apart.
Definitely take him back to prison.
I mean, there's absolutely no way he didn't just pick the lock in the prison, and we should probably make sure they put him in a better locked cell next time.
That sounds good.
I mean, you know what? I think your friend was right. I think you should leave me here at the bottom of the pit. I think that is the right punishment. I think I should stay here, you know, really learn my lesson, die alone in a tomb. I think that's right.
I chain you up and leave you in the bank.
Hi. Or, you know what?
I cast sleep. if he has more than 4 hit dice, it doesn't work straight out, which he probably does. Cause,
I'm afraid
yeah.
not.
But it would have been an amazing thing to happen at that
yes,
dramatic
yes,
moment.
Yes, it would.
Does
I
he have
apologize.
A moment of like...
Perhaps. Rude. Okay. Oh, but yeah, mechanically impossible, yeah. I'm afraid.
Okay. We're not interested in hearing what you've got to say. Thank you, Mr. Carter.
You know what? Fair enough. I apologise. He starts casting something.
Sasha jumps on his head and kicks him. Jumps down. What's really annoying her?
Okay, I'm going to need two rolls from you, because you are jumping into a spike pit. Can I get an acrobatics roll first?
Yep. Ooh, that's only 17.
Shocker.
She rolled a 3.
Your character's so broken in specific ways. Yeah. Could you then roll an attack roll for me?
That's 9 plus 4. So only 13.
13?
Yeah.
You don't hit him in the face.
Right.
But he does muck up his spell casting. He's sort of like... Okay, hello.
So she's jumped down on his shoulders.
Yeah, effectively, yeah. You haven't landed on spikes, but neither of you actually injured him. You're just there beside him.
Chop me down the manacles.
As it does that.
And oh, come on now.
She's going to try and chain him up.
Fine. He holds his hands out.
Locks. That feels weird to be on this side.
Check him for, like, lock picks and stuff, so he can't just open them again.
Sasha does so skillfully.
Give me a perception check.
Ooh, only a 4, but plus 12. And I assume there are some bonuses in that. She knows where lockpicks are kept. So 16.
He seems clean.
Oh.
But also, like, I am giving you this as an in-character piece of knowledge.
Yep.
No one's that clean. Like, he seems clean to the point of, like, doesn't have a wallet? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, like, you searched him as well as you could, but the guy seems on the level. Mm-hmm. And lovely, let me, you know, he's just great. He's the best.
No!
just takes his coat off, I guess. All right, Azu, can you pull him up?
How deep is the pit?
About 10, 15 feet, like, it's around that.
If you tie the rope to the manacles, we could drag him up by them.
It's pretty grim, I like it.
Yes!
What is that? Is there a better way?
Just gonna be pulled. Well, I was going to give him a little harness or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, then do that
drag
then.
Drag him up his shoulders. His shoulders as you pull him up. But
Then let's not do that then.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take a break there and we'll skip what awfulness happens to the other end. And welcome back. So, right, give me the strength roll, Azu.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to aid,
I will assist.
What cheering.
I got 8.
I got 19.
Totally helping you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like pulling at her ankle.
Yeah, he just wraps
right.
around
emotional, her leg. Emotional support would have been more effective.
You successfully and quite easily haul him up. He grabs the rope with his hands as well so that he's not, like, you know, being annihilated by this. Yeah. And
no,
finds himself.
We end up giving him a harness.
Oh, like, of course. Yeah.
Hamid was being ignorant, not cruel.
He's at the top of the pit with you guys. You know what? It's a fair cop. Let's go.
Good. Azu begins to march him back.
What happened to the two backpacks? Are they still in the pit?
Still in the pit.
Okay, we leave them there.
Yeah.
Sasha's still in the pit.
Good point, well made.
Sasha fills up a backpack.
Oh, he already did, you see. While he was talking to you, he filled one. So you've just got a backpack of treasure currently.
All right, Sasha puts on the backpack of treasure and climbs out of the pit. What do I need to roll?
Give me a climb check. Yeah, it's a heavy bag.
13 plus 8 is 21.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right, guys.
Oh, good work, Sasha.
Coming along with you.
You know, if we take up the contract to explore this tomb later,
yep.
It's totally legal for us to claim that treasure.
That's cool. But I guess we should give this back to the bank. Or should I just leave it here
or,
and then we can pick it up
or
later?
I think the halfling's right. I think if you leave it here, you can pick it up later. No one's going to be coming along. I mean, I'm the only person that knows about this place apart from you guys.
What?
I mean, we definitely shouldn't leave it anywhere that he knows about.
That's true.
Whose is it?
Well, if it's part of the tomb, as I said, a standard mercenary contract to explore the tomb, it would be the right of salvage for the mercenaries that did it.
Right of salvage.
This person,
right of salvage.
He hasn't had an official contract, but we've been offered one, so we could take it, and then it could technically be rightfully ours. Did I not explain how we're not interested in listening to anything you have to say?
Might wrap something around
this. Didn't we gag him last time?
That sounds like a great idea.
Oh, come on.
What? If you would just shut up, we won't have to.
Mime's sort of
zipping his lips.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Wait, no. That's not how zips work. You take him out and I'll hide the treasure.
No, we should declare it because it will be legal. As I said, we've got the offer of the contract. It's perfectly legal for us to...
You are alone in the conference room.
Yep.
The door opens and one of the guards that was about to show you into the vault sort of comes in with Oscar Wilde beside him. And he's just... Oscar Wilde's there going, oh, Grizzop?
Yep.
And kind of looks around. The guard sort of...
They're dealing with Howard Carter through an illusory wall because he's trying to steal stuff from the tomb underneath the bank.
From Wilde? Yeah, sounds about right. The guard's like, what? Oh, my...
Don't run down there. There are traps. They're
right.
Dealing with it.
Okay, thank you. He runs out of the room, leaving just you and Wilde. Does get tiring, doesn't it, after a while?
I'll just look at him.
Yeah. He sort of wanders over to a cabinet, opens it, finds a fancy pen, puts it in his pocket. So, Grizzop, realise I don't actually, we've not really spent any real time together, have we? Now I think about it.
No, you've spent most of your time referring to me as this or it.
Pretty certain I used he at some point. I mean, how's things? You good?
I have absolutely nothing to say to you in a personal context. We will sit here in silence until you can continue to be our handler.
You are so much better than Zolfer.
Shut up.
Cut back to the rest of the party.
Coming out
through the illusory wall to join Grizzop and Wilde just there.
Hello, Wilde.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, but getting better.
Well, good to hear. So, Howard Carter, he sort of...
Yep, we've caught him again.
He really strenuously and over-the-top minds, oh, I would talk, but my lips are sealed, you see. There's nothing I can do.
How are they this annoying? How do they have so much in common? It's bizarre, really, in character, as Sasha, who, of course, I'm not a character, I'm a person. How are these two creatures, these people that come from such different backgrounds and interests? Well, I suppose they're not. They're both posh men.
So what's wrong with him?
They're just too similar. I wonder what could be
the reason.
He's
very irritating, Oscar.
He can't stifle a little bit of a grin. I see.
You take him. As he pushes
Howard
towards Oscar Wilde.
He looks him up and he looks Howard like up, down, then back up again. Yeah, all right.
No, Oscar!
In prison!
Yes, he needs to go back to prison, and this time it needs to be a more secure cell that he can't just escape whenever he feels like it.
Talented as well. Quite the package.
No!
Multiple guards burst into the room and immediately start, heading over to the wall, setting up like a temporary steel fencing they've got as they find out where it is, and basically you're all bustling around. Apparently I have to, give you permission for this key thing?
Yep.
Yes, this one. She produces the key.
Okay, cool. Should we just head in? I'm pretty certain the guards can handle this Howard fella.
Yeah. Guards, be careful, he's tricksy. Right, okay. Doesn't look at the guards.
For what it's worth, the guards have immediately sort of grabbed hold of Howard. There is one person holding his right shoulder, one person holding his left shoulder, and a spellcaster behind him. And they start marching him out, and he just kind of looks back at you like...
Oh, he's been trying to cast spells, so yeah, good idea to have him.
The spellcaster goes, oh, thanks so much.
I just mean, this time don't put him in such a simple-to-escape cell.
Yeah, those public cells are just... Don't worry. I mean, sir, you know that we've got this covered.
Good.
Spellcaster reaches in, brings out a massive, basically, gag, wraps it around his head. It's not aggressive, it is just no talking. Puts, like... starts putting finger manacles on him as they start heading out.
Oh, those could be quite cool, couldn't
they? I just imagine the Chinese finger trap.
Oh, that isn't cool. I was thinking rings
no,
with
I'm
chains
afraid,
between them. And so
I'm afraid canon, it's basically just five finger traps.
Oh, do you wipe your bum?
You gotta get a guard to do it.
Okay,
have a magic toilet.
So oh, yeah.
There
yeah.
is a spell called Mage Hand. Calm down.
No, but they can't cast it.
Oh, no! It's the worst!
Right,
okay,
so.
Let's go into this bank with permission and unlock. Sasha breaks down. And I handle it with a key.
Should we go?
Sure.
Wild sort of gestures to the door. The guards sort of step in beside you and you head back out. Back around and then find yourself back at the sort of vault entrance. Yep. They give you the same spiel again. However, while sort of there gesturing, yes, yes, come on, come on, come on, and also goes, I give you permission to access the meritocratic vault using the key that you are in possession of. I verify you as a rightful owner for this key. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go.
As looks really pleased with herself.
Yes, the proper way to do things.
So this huge, apparently steel-looking door has a sort of semicircle in the middle of it with a line, and it begins, basically, a caster heads up, places their hand on it, and then that semicircular begins to turn and rotate until the lines match up.
Sasha watches.
And then the doors creak open.
And a couple of different points.
They slide backwards, and it has multiple... But it would have been a nightmare, in fairness. If you were going to break in, you'd probably find an alternate entrance, because they put a lot of effort into the door.
A lot of layers to that mechanism.
And the guards step in, and you find yourself in a steel-lined room. Sorry, it is steel floor, steel ceiling, and it is a perfect cube. There are four crystals in each corner, sort of held behind metal grating. And there are four, like, actual, like, flaming torches that are on the side of the walls. They're not lit, they're sort of ready to. And there's a little basin, kind of like a font that's full of oil. Guards sort of dip the torches in, light them. The door automatically starts closing behind you, re-rotates. There's an exact identical copy of that one ahead of you on the other side of this cube. The guards turn to you. Apologies for going over what you already know, sir. There are creatures in this vault whose sole job is to attack people who are attempting to enter. As long as you stay with us and you stay within the firelight, everything will be fine. Do not wander off. If you do, we will not fetch you, but you probably won't survive. Everyone understand?
What kind of creatures?
Yep. They then, like, obviously dip the other and hand two torches out to whoever wants them.
I'll take one since I'm tall.
I'll take one since I'm short. What's your point?
Right, everyone ready? Okay, great. The caster walks up, places their hand on the door, begins to rotate, opens the same way, and it opens into what first looks to be just emptiness. As they step forward into the firelight, you see that at a quite sharp angle downwards is a narrow walkway with no railings or anything like that, and it appears to be completely like smooth stone, but with like a like cross hatching on it, you know, so you can grip. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to be heading down into darkness. It's beyond the distance of the dark vision for Grizzop and Azu as well. One guard takes the front, the other guard implies that they'll take the back, and then they say, "If everyone will follow us."
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you head
out.
So
it's just six of us going down.
It is two guards.
Yep.
The four of you and Wild. So it's seven.
Was he here? Oh. I thought we'd left him outside.
Afraid not. Could all of you give me a perception check, please? It sounded like Hamid dropped his character sheets there.
He did. Bryn was in total control the whole time.
16.
16?
17.
17.
22.
22?
21.
Neither of the paladins, as far as you are aware, you are basically just walking out into nothingness. In fact, even at a quick glance, you're like, this probably isn't actually naturally a cavern. Mm. Like, it's scales wrong.
Well, we're in a pyramid, right?
You're sort of towards the base of it, yeah. Hmm. Sasha
it's
and...
It's an unnatural cavern.
Sasha and Hamid.
Yep.
You hear sounds distant that are... Hamid's, some of them have a sort of vaguely, like they activate vague memories of magic back when you were at university, sort of hums, maybe the occasional like sound of like a distant buzz or things like that. Sasha, you can hear like similar things but don't have that experience. What you aren't hearing is anything in the way of footfalls. You're not hearing anything sort of making contact with walls or anything like that.
No big, like, scorpion-tailed, tentacled thing padding around.
There's no slithering, no padding, no footsteps.
Mostly wings.
No wings.
Oh, okay.
No wings. To be clear,
Even the buzzing doesn't sound like insect wing buzzing.
No. This it's more like almost electrical buzzing. So, heading down this narrow walkway, eventually you keep going.
So, how does one get a job in, you know, vault guarding then?
Well, you see, it's a bit of a weird parrot. This is the lead guard, and they're just kind of going quite slowly just to make sure everyone's all right and blah, blah, blah. It's quite a weird job, really, because in order to get, you know, the vault gig, you've kind of got to be the best of the best. But once you've got the vault gig, it's kind of boring.
Right.
Like, basically all we do is we just ferry rich people back down and up again. It's not all that, really. At the back, the other guard's like, "Speak for yourself. I find it fulfilling and interesting." First
so
one
the application process, there weren't a lot of interviews.
Oh, loads. But that's just to get in, like, as a guard on the bank.
Right.
A couple of people tried it a while ago, you know, try and join up and then get to the vault so they can then rob it.
What fools.
Yeah, I know. I know, right. We'll be going past them, so
right.
I'll point them out when we go.
Oh, okay.
So they keep going, and eventually you find yourself on a stone platform that has two paths leading off from it. Again, downwards, and again in the same vein. You still seem to be in just
this... We take the path less travelled? Maybe? I can't.
The lead guard goes, "I wouldn't. I really, really wouldn't. I wouldn't go down the least... No." But yeah, you're still in just this big cavernous void. Looking up, there's not even ceiling where there should have been ceiling based on how far you've walked.
Mm. Sasha tries to open a bag of holding. She has learned.
It opens.
That's good. It's good.
Although,
experimentation.
Yeah,
I like
really,
that.
I'm really happy with
quick,
character
quick
learning.
Test. Are we on a private pocket plane?
Excellent. Mm. Basically, is it magic dimension? No. Good test. Mm. So I'm super happy with you doing that. That's pleased me. Right, so they head down.
She would have done that quietly and subtly because she doesn't know if it's an actual... But they... Grizzup did definitely tell her that in an episode I recently
listened. The lead guard... In fact, do they notice?
There's a whole thing about being frustrated.
Those guards are really bad at perception. That's a bad quality in a guard. So they head down and you keep heading and you come to another platform, this time with three paths. They pick an arbitrary path as far as you're concerned.
I ask which one of them what the other one would say if we asked that.
So as you're heading down the correct path, which we'll skip ahead.
This seems quite she just asks again. So, like, does it change which is the right path?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
That's what I'd do.
So they keep heading down. You find yourself at a platform which has five leading off for it.
I'm now seeing a future for Sasha as, like, a white hat hacker. Where she comes in and advises people
how
to make it more secure by saying how she would rob it.
That would involve a lot of interpersonal skills.
She'll have an agent. She'll Banksy it. There'll be a faceless white hat hacker. On this platform, it has five paths leading off from it, all still leading down, and three statues.
Oh, I asked them. No, I've already done that.
These the old guards.
One of them seems to be some kind of fighter in full battle pose, mid-charge. One of them seems to be some kind of caster who's in abject terror looking up. And then...
Oh, do you have a gorgon?
The last one appears to be basically a statue of a dead person, like lying prone. Gorgons do not handle
basilisk?
This kind. Well...
Sorry, just professional curiosity.
No, it's fine. So if you come over. The guard pulls Hamid over and sort of leans in and goes, "We actually have a few beholders on this level. Really, really hard to set up, but honestly, they're actually quite good about it as long as we leave them alone."
Oh. Hamid starts to look slightly more nervous, but only slightly.
What's a beholder?
Magical security guard.
It's a creature. They're dangerous.
Don't.
It's not worth getting into the details.
So they head down another final path of that last five, and then they sort of place themselves. And eventually the arc heads down and starts to level out smoothly. It's more like a curve than, you know, ramps, if that makes a sense. And it curves out into a completely flat stone base. And then they go, right, would we... like to go to the meritocratics first or the would you like the heart first or would you like the key first?
I'd like the heart.
Yep, heart. Let's go to the heart first.
Okay, right. The two guards sort of converse for a moment. One of them's like, okay. They pull out a set of keys, rotate, hold one of them up. Right, okay. If you'll follow us. and they start setting off along this seemingly featureless stone layer. However, quite quickly you find that you are approaching a wall. However, it is the same material of this flat grey stone, and it appears to stretch off and curve slightly all the way left, all the way right, and all the way up, almost like you're at the base of a dome, if you know what I mean, like a hemisphere. And they go up right to the dome, and then they have a look, and you see basically this dome is covered with keyholes at sort of standard keyhole level, running off into the distance to the right, and running off into the distance to the left, and running off upwards in rows. So the first layer is at standard key height, and then they're sort of equidistant all the way up.
Can I see a join where it joins the floor? Does it look like this thing could rotate?
Give me a perception check.
17.
Yeah, it probably can. It's not completely slick. There is a sort of black line where the two. Although, again, like workmanship wise, like you couldn't put a knife in there or anything. Yeah. It's very well done. And then they take a moment. They go, okay, what day is it? Tuesday, right? What time is it? Where's the moon right now? Just goes on and up. Right, okay. They start walking along the side, and then eventually they find themselves at what to all the rest of you seems like a completely normal, just standardized block. They place the key in, rotate it, and then the stone just parts. It doesn't look like a door. It looks like it's some equivalent of a magic door. The stone just parts, like parting water almost. And on the other side, you see there is a darkened room with a pedestal on the middle of it, and what appears to be a, like, bright pink.
As like, he smiles.
It appears to be like a ruby, but with rose gold, like, chains and so on, and it is on a pedestal at the far end, and it's just in a standard, like... Let's be honest, it's the trope. It's in a pillar of light.
Oh.
Color-coded.
When Azu picks it up, will there be like a little...
So pink.
The guards place themselves on either side and then just say, please head in. We're actually not allowed in. It's clients only from this point onwards.
Probably best if you carry it, I think, Azu. It's holy to your order.
Azu looks like incredibly like, oh my god. This is the biggest, like... It's like being asked to shake the hand of God. but she turns to Sash. She's like,
should you touch it?
We're going to take it to Aaron Fairhands for some sort of healing ritual, I think.
I don't know.
But maybe it would...
I just think it's safer if we use it under expert advice.
Okay.
She steps forward.
Don't you think?
Sash looks terrified.
So stepping up... Basically, there's a slight upslope and then there's this plinth.
Uh-huh.
Heading closer, you see that it is a, you know, shocker. It appears to be there is a rose gold clam, and in the centre of it is a huge ruby. However, it's got that many cuts. It hasn't been cut to, you know, give maximum glitter.
Hmm.
It's almost like looking at it's perfectly smooth. But you see it is chiselled. They're just tiny, 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 tiny numbers of chips. And, it is giving off a slight pale pink pulsing a little bit, and it appears to be just, it's quite simplistic apart from the clam design really. Do you pick it up,
any other security measures that we should be prepared for in here?
He just looks at all the rest of you and goes, oh, okay.
I mean, you might have had more information than we did from Poffers.
I've never been here before.
No, fair enough.
Like, I mean, I'm surprised that you don't know. It's your bank.
My apologies for expecting you to be of any use whatsoever.
You know what? That's fair. That is on you.
So the heart is in a clam.
So it is like, the sort of bottom half of a clam. Top half of a clam is sort of opened a little bit over the top. And then the centre of it, what would be a pearl, is actually like a big fat ruby.
Okay, Azu is going to close the clam.
Yep.
And then take the clam.
The chain's still attached, but yeah. It isn't chained to the plinth. It is a necklace. It's not like... It's not there is a ruby that's chained to the plinth. I may have misdescribed. There is a chain necklace.
Oh, right.
With
in
the...
Right.
Yeah.
The heart of Aphrodite is a pendant.
Yes.
Okay. So, as
Ben, can you do me a favour? From now on, whenever I say something, can you just translate it into English? That'd be really helpful for me.
Okay, Azu is going to be very careful not to actually touch the thing.
out of reverence rather than fear.
So how are you doing that?
Well, she's not going to touch the heart itself, but she's going to touch the clam.
Oh yeah, sure, sure.
So it's a closing shaft thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she closes it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing
and
happens.
Then she waits.
Nothing happens.
Then she picks it up and waits.
One of the guards turns around, sees you, and goes, "Oh my god, no way!" Now I'm messing with you. Sorry.
Hamid was already three words into the spell.
Yeah, it's obviously it's the unprofessional guard. And he's just like, oh, the one's not impressed. And yeah, they basically gesture like, there's nothing else in here. Like,
she puts it in her pack.
Sure. Nothing seems to have happened. You don't explode or anything. Do we all head out?
Should we go to that locker?
Yeah. Great.
Next task.
Okay, in that case then, they head out. The guards sort of turn around, wait, the doors automatically close, they insert key, rotate it, it reseals, they take the key, place it back on their keys, and put it within their clothing as opposed to on a conveniently hung, you know, belt. They've already had people come in and advise them before. Yeah. And they start walking back towards what you guess is the middle based on the wall and so on. And yeah, they head towards the middle, and then once you're on the middle platform, they stand there, take a moment, reach down, dust some dust off that middle platform, and basically place their hands on it. And then they all say, okay, you're all going to want to face inwards rather than outwards. It might be a bit disorientating. Just bear with it, okay? Hmm. They face inwards.
Hamid turns to face inwards, but mostly looks outwards.
Okay. Anyone else?
I do what they say.
Yeah, good call.
So does that.
Yeah, really good idea.
Stupid paladins.
Okay. Clever paladins, Hamid, you will find.
Hamid, give me a fort save.
Oh no. My no vomit streak.
Don't do this thing.
Well, there's definitely going to be a streak
vomit of vomit. Vomit-free since episode 43. I made that up. I wanted to rhyme. Oh. Loads.
No!
23.
No!
Hamid's vomiting days are
no!
over.
Suddenly the DC's 25. I don't know how that happened.
Wait, is it a fear effect?
It is not.
Oh.
So what happens is, everyone else is looking in. You see that the guards have... Oh, you're looking out as well? Yeah. Oh, I misheard. Fort save for you as well.
Yep. That is only 11.
Looks like the vomit's on the other foot now.
Good.
Vomit might be on all our feet.
So the guards are there, and they also have closed their eyes. There's a deep rumble. And obviously this middle platform, which was slightly higher up, everything was quite far out. There's a kind of deep rumble that starts shaking. And it starts building, but it isn't earthquake style, it's the volume. Do you know what I mean? So there's a slight shake to the platform, but it's just this deep, deep rumble. It gets louder and louder and louder. And then you start seeing that the sides of the cavern are shrinking closer and closer and closer. And they keep shrinking and they keep shrinking. And anywhere where you see the ramp leading down to where you were, that's basically just getting absorbed into as it shrinks down. And it shrinks down until it's basically as wide as this platform. And then starts to spin. Slowly at first, but quicker, and it also isn't spinning on one plane, it's spinning on multiple.
Oh my god.
We're in the middle of a gyroscope.
Yeah, basically. It seems to be okay, and then suddenly, Sasha, you're like, I don't know where up is anymore. Oh no, this is awful. This is really, and yeah, you just...
Throw up everywhere?
A little bit.
Bleed everywhere as well?
No.
All over?
Just the vom this time, just the vom. It's spinning, and then it suddenly just hard stops.
That was cool!
Yeah, not finished yet. And then suddenly explosively expands outwards. So it just rockets off into the distance again, ridiculously quickly. There's a moment of like breathlessness as that huge empty space is suddenly being created. It's like... Oh, it's like air seems to sort of normalise and so on.
So were we all aware that everything shrunk?
You could see the far side if you were looking in, but it seemed to be easier to have like that fixed point to be looking at.
Okay.
So yeah, you felt it shrink right up close.
Yeah, Spin. I was not happy about that.
Power out. And before we head into the next vault, I think we'll end the episode there with Sasha covered in vom instead of Hamid for a change.
Sasha's throwing up and probably crying as well.
character development.
Welcome to my world.
I'm not sure how I feel that I've made a game where vomiting and crying is what constitutes character development. I feel like I might have made a misstep a couple of seasons ago and just kept running with it.
But we respect his craft.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
You can only nick from someone who's living.
No, it's called tomb raiding.
No, I've liberated treasures for the furtherment of the archaeological
tomb raiding is basically half the world's economy in this setting. Like, you know, adventuring is just another form of tomb raiding.
Okay, we've actually not done this. This is set in the real world. Maybe in Eberron it might be, but not here.
Okay.
There's definitely a mercenary's code.
Oh, I can feel the psychic damage building
here as well.
Oh my goodness,
I'm not.
Oh my goodness, this is D10 in psychic damage, or are we going to behave?
I've got 53 hit points, I'll be fine.
Oh, okay. You carry on.